to go now to Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York City in New York.
Who is the chairman of the board of Con Edison. And he is pleased to inform us that power is starting to come back from the north and from the west. What that means is that we will be starting up power in the city. It will take a decent amount of time, hours, not minutes, and nobody really can be any more specific than that. The first thing that everybody should do is to understand that there is no evidence of any terrorism whatsoever. For some reason or other, there was a power failure in northern New York or southern Canada that cascaded down through the system and affected the power grid as far east as Connecticut, as far south as New Jersey, and as far west as Ohio. To the best of our knowledge, nobody has been injured during the evacuation procedure from tall buildings or from the subways. There are people who are still in the subways as of last report, but the police are saying that the evacuation procedures are working, people are calm, and that they are getting out. A lot of people are inconvenienced, clearly. Most hospitals have power. One hospital does not, Downstate Hospital in Brooklyn. Commissioner and the commissioner of deputy commissioner for Office of Emergency Management are all here. What they report in summary is a very quiet city. There are no fires of any size going on at the moment. There's no criminal activity of any size taking place or hasn't been reported. 911 is working. 311 is working. Things like traffic lights are not working. The police department has dispersed people to major intersections to try to help with traffic direction. The fire department and police department have called in all of their staff, those that had been on earlier and those that were scheduled to come on, so we are fully staffed. Our advice to people is to be very careful in going home. It is very hot out there. The water supply is safe, and you should drink a lot of water. You should keep your refrigerator doors closed. You should open your windows. It is also important that you turn off all electrical appliances, particularly air conditioners, because as the power comes back, Con Ed and the other power companies will have a very difficult time if the demand is 100%. So by turning off your air conditioners, you will, in fact, help yourself get air conditioning a lot quicker. At the moment, people are doing what you would expect them to do in New York City. They're cooperating. And if you are walking and you feel the least bit faint, go into a police precinct, go into a firehouse, go into a restaurant, sit down, have some water, and just be sure that you don't make an inconvenience into a tragedy. At the moment, I've talked, so you should know that I've talked to Andy Card, who is the president's chief of staff, and to Governor Pataki. Both have offered aid, but there's nothing at the moment that we think they can provide us with. We believe that our internal capacity is adequate to maintain public safety and to continue the process of recovery from a power failure. We've talked to the MTA. As I said, I've talked to Con Ed. Everybody has been as helpful as you could possibly ask them to be. And with a lot of luck, later on this evening, we will look back on this and say, where were you when the lights went out? But nobody will have gotten hurt. I think it's a fair statement to say that for most events that were planned tonight, the power will probably not be back in time. And I would assume that most people would cancel any events that they had planned. Be happy to take a question or two, sir.
There was some discrepancy earlier. You said that the smoke that was coming out of the 14th Street station was normal. Frank McCartney told CNN that...
Who did? I'm sorry?
An OEM spokesperson told CNN that there may have been a fire that...
There was no fire whatsoever. My statement, I believe to be correct. Gene McGrath, the chairman of the board of Con Ed, assures me that that smoke is what should happen when the boilers are turned off at Con Ed. What happens is Con Ed has to turn off their generating facilities when they don't get outside power. They can only generate power in the same order of magnitude as they are receiving from outside. When they get none from outside, there's no place for the power to go. They shut down their boilers. They were done, to the best of their knowledge, with no damage whatsoever. When that procedure is done, you tend to get some thick black smoke coming out of the stacks. That's exactly what people saw. There is, let me repeat again, no evidence whatsoever of terrorism. Sir.
And we're listening to a news conference on the widespread power outage from New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg at City Hall in New York.
No, power is starting to come back from the various facilities. The power generation capacity of Con Ed and of most power facilities, maybe all, because we still don't know exactly what happened in Canada, is intact. It's just once all of this shuts down, it is a very complex and time-consuming process that has to be very carefully choreographed to bring it back up. That is starting to take place. It is very encouraging, but I don't want anybody to think that the power is going to be back for everybody in the next hour. It is not going to be. But sometime over the next few hours, in a sporadic way, people will start to have the lights go back on, and it would be very helpful if people kept the lights off. Yes, miss?
Will the city have to be deploying lights at any major intersections?
We have the Office of Emergency Management has started to do that. With a lot of luck, the power will be back before it's dark, and maybe they'll never be needed. But we have a careful plan, which we've rehearsed and practiced, to deal with exactly this emergency. And as of this moment, virtually everything that we had expected to be able to do, we have done, and New Yorkers are cooperating exactly in the ways you would expect them to, sir.
Tell us what's happening at Downstate. Are patients being evacuated or are generator trucks
being The police department is over there. Calvin's talked to them. They've deployed a generator over there. They should be up, and I think there's no, as far as we know, nobody's life has been endangered, sir.
You're listening to New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg at a press conference at City Hall in New York City.
National Guard. The governor certainly volunteered to do anything that we asked for, but there is no need. The New York City Police Department can certainly maintain order, and when you see all of New Yorkers on the street cooperating, it's probably in some senses an easier job for the police department and for the fire department. Everybody cooperates and everybody's careful, sir.
Is the NYPD taking steps to prevent looting at this point or tonight?
The NYPD has people at most major intersections, and I don't think that this is a city in this day and age where that's a real risk, but you may rest assured that the entire NYPD is out protecting the people of this city, sir.
Mr. Mayor, do you know how many people are still in the subways or in elevators?
We don't know. The MTA thinks that there's not that many. There are some trains under the river. They are getting them out one by one, and with every moment that passes, there are fewer and fewer. At the moment, it would appear that nobody's life is in jeopardy. I'm sure as people come out, they'll say they were worried, that it was hot, that it was inconvenient, that they sweated, that they didn't know what was happening, the normal kinds of things. But the procedures, as far as we know, as of this moment, all are working, in the particularly the evacuation procedures. Sir.
We're listening to a news conference at New York City Hall from New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
In Brooklyn, as a matter of fact.
How did you know how did you become aware that something happened? Were you inside?
Well, I was actually sitting at a table, and it was pretty bright, and I did not notice that the lights went out, and somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said the lights went out. But it's a bright, sunny day, as you know, here, and I think a lot of people had that experience that just all of a sudden a few things weren't working, and then you realize just how dependent we are on electricity, miss. But I don't want anybody to think that the power is going to be back for everybody in the next hour. It is not going to be. But sometime over the next few hours, in a sporadic way, people will start to have the lights go back on, and it would be very helpful if people kept the lights off. Yes, miss?
Will the city have to be deploying lights at any major intersections?
We have the Office of Emergency Management has started to do that. With a lot of luck, the power will be back before it's dark, and maybe they'll never be needed. But we have a careful plan, which we've rehearsed and practiced, to deal with exactly this emergency. And as of this moment, virtually everything that we had expected to be able to do, we have done, and New Yorkers are cooperating exactly in the ways you would expect them to, sir.
Tell us what's happening at Downstate. Are patients being evacuated or are generator trucks
The police department is over there. Calvin's talked to them. They've deployed a generator over there. They should be up, and I think there's no, as far as we know, nobody's life has been endangered, sir.
You're listening to New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg at a press conference at City Hall in New York City.
The governor certainly volunteered to do anything that we asked for, but there is no need. The New York City Police Department can certainly maintain order. And when you see all of New Yorkers on the street cooperating, it's probably in some senses an easier job for the police department and for the fire department. Everybody cooperates and everybody is careful, sir.
Is the NYPD taking steps to prevent looting at this point or tonight?
The NYPD has people at most major intersections, and I don't think that this is a city in this day and age where that's a real risk, but you may rest assured that the entire NYPD is out protecting the people of this city, sir.
Mr. Mayor, do you know how many people are still in the subways or in elevators?
We don't know. The MTA thinks that there's not that many. There are some trains under the river. They are getting them out one by one, and with every moment that passes, there are fewer and fewer. At the moment, it would appear that nobody's life is in jeopardy. I'm sure as people come out, they'll say they were worried, that it was hot, that it was inconvenient, that they sweated, that they didn't know what was happening, the normal kinds of things. But the procedures, as far as we know, as of this moment, all are working, particularly the evacuation procedures, sir.
We're listening to a news conference at New York City Hall from New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
In Brooklyn, as a matter of fact.
How did you know how did you become aware that something happened? Were you inside?
Well, I was actually sitting at a table, and it was pretty bright, and I did not notice that the lights went out, and somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said the lights went out. But it's a bright, sunny day, as you know, here, and I think a lot of people had that experience that just all of a sudden a few things weren't working, and then you realize just how dependent we are on electricity, Miss.
Mayor Bloomberg is discussing the preparations in New York City during the ongoing power outage that has affected a wide swath of the eastern and midwestern United States.
We've done a mobilization. And
we're
at level two.
We're at level two.
We have a comprehensive blackout plan that we're putting in effect. The
police department has a plan where local precincts take over command in case their communication system doesn't work. It is another one of those things that we have worked at very carefully. Coordination between police, fire, OEM, Department of Health is here. One of the great risks that we run is that people die because of heat or lack of water, and so that's why the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene is here, sir.
Do you have any more indications what the root causes of the
blackout? No, there's at the moment, Con Ed does not know, and we're relying on them and the other power companies for it. There will clearly be an investigation of two things. One, what happened, and two, why did it affect the whole system? Why were the safeguards that were put in the last time it affected the whole system not working? See?
Mr. Mayor, just asking you to put on your engineer's cap here for a second. Has Con Ed isolated itself from the grid, do you know, or is the whole grid?
Well, what you do is you make sure that you don't get a surge, and then you slowly, as it comes in, you match it, and then make sure the power goes to one location at a time. You don't want to generate power to every place. You wouldn't have enough power as the generators spool up to do that, and you would just cause your circuit breakers to kick right out, which is not what you want, sir.
Sir, I just want to get more of your personal observations. If you noted how people were orderly walking across the bridge and what you noticed returning to City Hall?
There's nobody that's a bigger fan of New Yorkers than I am, and I think you're seeing the very best of the best. When the going gets tough, New Yorkers pull together. They are very proud people. They are people who understand that we live in a very complex world together. Tragically, we had experience of dealing with adversity back on 9/11, but New Yorkers every day cooperate. There is a phenomenally low crime rate in this city. One of the things that got canceled today was I was going to meet the young lady who tragically was assaulted by a deranged person when she was here. She's back in the city and loves the city, and we were going to get together. I talked to her earlier on the phone. I think it's one of those things we're not going to be able to do. Her experience in New York City is very different than most of ours.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. We were just listening to New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg at a press conference responding to the power outage that has stretched from Canada to New York City throughout parts of the Midwest.